listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, picking up random notebooks off the ground and discovering they have magic powers. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul's here. We're going to talk some fun stuff in my universe, a little anime. But first, we want to thank, again, our sponsors, the Weyland-Yutani Corporation. This episode is presented by Weyland-Yutani. If you're looking to improve your life, a new outlook, a new job, a new place to live, then boy, Weyland-Yutani has just the thing for you. While other companies are trying to ship you weekly meals, Weyland-Yutani is shipping out weekly boxes of colonists. Come, be a part of the next crew to a new world, meet new people, explore exciting fauna, get hazard pay. Weyland-Yutani. Building better worlds. Thank you for being a sponsor.
Yes, so anime. We are doing Death Note, which my wife decided to have me watch just spur of the moment. She knows I don't like anime, but I think we saw it in Netflix. I think it was because I was joking with her about the fact that there was that live action movie that is... Okay.
It doesn't exist.
See, as someone that hadn't watched Death Note before, I didn't give a shit one way or another about the live action. I watched it, I was like, that was a perfectly passable movie. But
if you know the source material, the movie goes to sacrilege.
Because it's nothing, like, the live action is nothing like it. Like, they change just about every character for absolutely no reason, which is fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could say the reason is because I don't think the anime was very good either, but we'll get to that.
Wow, hard disagree.
Well, okay.
But the anime is not your thing, I get it.
Yeah, so let's get into this. Death Note is about Light Yagami, who finds a notebook on the ground that is actually somehow possessed by a demon, a reaper, or whatever you want to call it in English terms.
Shinigami. Think like, you know, Grim Reaper type, but like in this culture, there's many of them. There's not just one, and they all have basically like you say, in the plot is the demons, they get bored. Okay. Uh-huh. So he takes the one that Light meets, Ryuk, takes his notebook called the Death Note and just like, I'm just going to drop this in the human world and whatever happens, happens. Quite possibly the worst person in the world found it.
Which,
and we go from there.
It's kind of a, like, the show itself doesn't really address this, but there's kind of a, was it just random that Light got it? Or did, like, the Shinigami Ryuk actually kind of anticipate that Light was a terrible person? Like, we don't really get into the mythology beyond what's written in the notebook, and the Shinigamis are very coy about all their rules, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So, the rules are, they're very pirate rules. They're more like guidelines.
Yeah. So it's hard to know what is really going on at times and what isn't and so forth. And that part I liked. There are certain aspects of it I really liked. And once the show got going, it was weird. I'm going to put it that way. I think even at the best of times, whether you like it or not, and I, in my review of the first half of the first season, I said it would be the kind of thing where you could get some people together and have a good time, like, watching it with snacks and just kind of enjoying it, but kind of heckling at the same time, because that's what my wife and I did. So it's interesting to me just how things play out, because the show is very weird. And I think...
It is. It has moments.
Part of that is because of the way that the show is framed. Light is, as you said, probably the worst person, but also best person to get it. Because he gets the book that says you can kill anyone within certain amount of time, and they'll die. And, like, depending upon how you write, if you just write their name, they'll die of a heart attack. If you write this or that, they'll have certain rules. The more complicated that you make your description, the longer it will take for them to die. But they will still die, no matter what, by a certain point. And so he uses that to basically become a serial killer who justifies what he's doing by saying he's only killing criminals. You get the vibe. He was interested in killing criminals anyway, and this was just his outlet. But it's the standard. He was so nice. He would never do anything like that. Yeah. But no, it was he's a serial killer, which is interesting. So it's not Interpol, but it's basically Interpol. Decides to start
this world's universe version of Interpol and enter, like, you know, not just Japan, but like, you know, the world encompassing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
They decide to try and track down why there are so many people dying in Japan, because he's mostly killing people that he sees on the news in Japan. And at every turn, this character who's supposed to be smart, Light Yagami, does really stupid shit, because he thinks he's smarter than L, the guy who's leading the investigation against him. And at a certain point, the show becomes him and L facing off against each other, L trying to prove that he's the killer, and Light trying to make L think he's not the killer. And it's a cat and mouse kind of game, which is interesting, except for the way that it's written, which is so melodramatic and over the top.
You brought up the point, right? That the more complex the death is, the longer it's going to take. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Light is like, he is the king of the long game when it comes to his battle with L.
Sort of.
I mean, he figured it out in the end. He won in the end up until a point. We don't count part two, although we'll talk about it. Part two is garbage. Part two is garbage. If it ended after part one, it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. It, you know, cue the Homelander meme down to the last minute detail. It was perfect.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it, is I wouldn't say the writing was good. And this is my thing. I wouldn't say the writing was ever good, but it is certainly amusing for the first half of the season. Because it is, let's just say, for instance, they go out and they decide to get frozen yogurt. So this is not that far-fetched from what actually happens in the show. We have a tennis match that is just as overblown as this dialogue.
But that is some tennis, right?
Right?
And it's anime can make anything look exciting.
And it's like they could walk up to the frozen yogurt counter and Elle would be like, "What size do you want?" And then Light would sit there and pause and for like 5 minutes go, "Well, if I pick the large, L is going to think that I'm the serial killer. But if I go with only the small, he's going to know that I'm the serial killer because I didn't pick the large, even though he expects me to pick the large. And what flavor would I want?" And it's like, it's on and on. And then when he's done, then he says something and then L decides whether or not that's, and it's another 5 minutes of melodramatic, and it's stupid. But it's also, it's hilarious. And if you watch it with a group or even another person, like my wife, I watched it with her. She and I would like pause and look at each other and we do the same kind of dialogue back. And it like, it became a running gag between us, but I can't say I didn't enjoy it because we got good material out of it.
Right. And it's an interesting watch and it's an interesting read, the manga as well. The manga, yeah, obviously better. Yeah. You don't have to trust me. Yeah. Better than the anime, but that's just like, you know, whatever. It's because they can do other things. Yeah. The anime doesn't adopt everything. Yada, yada, yada. But like the dynamic between Light and L is the best part of the show to me. It's the good cop, bad cop. It's the good cop with the God complex person, bad cop who thinks he's doing well. And like, you know, the descent of Light from just killing the guy outside the convenience store in the beginning, just to see if it worked. Just curious, is this going to work? It works. Oh, wow. From that guy to like the way he plays the girl that he ends up killing at the end after he killed her boyfriend. Like, it is just, he is the most twisted person that, like, you can ever come across in many anime. And L is like the antithesis of this. He's like good. He is all that is embodied by good. And, you know, this story really shows that there are times where evil will triumph over good, but in the end, good does find a way, even though I don't agree with the second half of the series.
Yeah, and that is the thing. I think you mentioning the manga touches upon a good point. I think the anime struggles because the manga probably can do thought bubbles and can have a little snippets of thought about what they're thinking and how they're trying to outplay each other. And when you put those exact same thought bubble dialogues on the screen with him just pausing and staring at the other character for 5 minutes, it plays as melodrama. It would play better if it was simple thought bubbles or if they could find a way to do it without having to adapt all that. Although, I mean, if you cut all the melodrama out between the two of them trying to outthink each other, you'd have like six episodes instead of 37.
Give or take.
Lose all the material.
Yeah, it's like 24, 26 episodes that like I count as the series. Yeah. You know, we'll get over the second half. There's things that happen there. But yeah, it would shorten it even further to less than 12 for sure.
Which, and I mean, credit where it's due to the live action movie that we actually got here in the United States. There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of Japanese live action ones that we're not even touching upon. Because trying to track all of those down now is next to impossible. You can get the anime on Netflix, you can get the live action on Netflix, and then everything else is like a crapshoot if it's even good quality.
Good luck.
Yeah. But like, I can understand why the American people trying to adapt this struggled to make anything work. Because it is a lot of internal monologue, it's a lot of melodrama, it's a lot of stuff that wouldn't work for American audiences. It didn't work for me. I consider myself fairly American in my tastes because I don't like anime in general. The tropes of the genre, as I call it, don't tend to play to me. And I could see that not working for a lot of people. And Netflix was making a big production of the live-action movie. They wanted something that would play to American audiences. They did it poorly, but they wanted something like that. Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, like, this is... It feels almost unadaptable, and the anime almost kind of proves that.
Yeah, that's true. There's many things, you know? I mean, it's... You just know that, like, when a book is really good, like, no matter how it's adapted or a manga or whatever, it's never going to be as good as the source material. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very few instances I can think of, if any, where the book is not as good as the movie, or the movie does enough justice to the book. You know, you got to change things for continuity, you got to pace things differently. Like, you know, I get it. But yeah, to your point, like, the pacing overall in this show, like, I think was done well. The cat and mouse between Elle and Light maybe did run a tick long, but that was kind of the whole dynamic of the show.
Yeah.
The whole point.
Yeah.
And when that ends, like, the show feels satisfying, and it feels like, wow, like, he really did get him in the end. And it's this whole complex plan and all the things that he does. It's very intricate. And, like, even right down to, like, the little device he has in his desk to keep people from, like, going in there, like, the little bomb he has rigged up and everything there. Like, his father, like, we didn't touch on this. His father is a member of this police force organization. So that's why he gets maybe inside information on what is going on while they're looking for this killer. The killer named Kira is the name that they give him, which basically means killer in Japan. Yep. He has no suspicion on him aside from Elle. Elle suspects him right away. And the way Elle traps him in the beginning to kind of figure out who he is, and Light really says, oh shit, like, I got a match here, is brilliant. Like, the way he narrows it down, and the way, you know, he kills the guy on live TV and everything, and he's like, whoa, I didn't think this would actually work. You were right here, though, and I know exactly where you are now.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, like, holy shit.
They do a broadcast targeting specific towns in Japan one at a time. Yep. And when the guy dies, they know what town it is, and then they're able to track down fairly quickly to who the killer could be, which, as it proves, is right, because it's Light. He's the bad guy. But it also proves my point of, every time that Light thinks he's doing something smart, he's being a fucking idiot. He thinks he's thinking two steps ahead, and Elle is thinking five steps ahead. And it's this thing where he can never quite get ahead of Elle, except for, like, putting in maneuvers that Elle would never have even considered to begin with. Those are the times where the cat and mouse is great, and that does lead, as you pointed out, to the ending where... Spoilers, although this show is way old and the manga is even older. Yeah.
Watch it anyway. It's a great show.
Light manages to defeat L, finally discover what L's true name is, and then use the Death Note to kill him, because you have to have the person's real name to kill them.
Yes.
So it's this thing where, like, finally Light wins, and after, like, 27 episodes, the show, quote-unquote, ends to a certain extent, and you could just cut it right there and be like, yay! The bad guy won, and it's interesting, and wow, we're going to have this, like, whole, like, I guess, kind of eternal peace, because criminals are now afraid, because if they become criminals, they die, because Kira kills them. That's an interesting spot. And then we get 11 more episodes, because the manga just decided it had to go on and not let Light win, and it all just falls apart.
It had to cash grab. It tried to grab, like, you know, the success of the first, you know, 27 episodes. And it's a decent story, but, like, the way they get Light in the end, you're like, wait, this guy caught him after he outsmarted the guy who was twice as good as these two people that couldn't even equal him? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, when I was watching it with my wife, I had the comment of watching the plan play out and then how they explain it. I'm sitting there going, this is like in those heist movies where they clearly cheated and they have to explain how the cheated plan worked, even though they gave you none of the evidence to show how it could work. It's the same kind of thing. It's like basically the new kid who takes over from L to become the second L.
Near and Mellow, Near and Mellow.
Whatever.
The two of them, whatever.
He cheats in a way that doesn't make any sense within the context of the evidence the show provides us, and then we're just supposed to accept that somehow Light got outplayed, which is really kind of dumb in all respects. And it requires Light to let himself be led four steps along in a process that, had it been L, he would have easily outmaneuvered at least one of the steps, if not more. Like, it does require him to not only be stupid in the moment, but stupid overall, which up to that point the character never showed himself to be.
He didn't. And, like, you could say something about, like, all right, it was 4 or 5 years later. He got complacent. He felt like he had defeated his biggest rival and made mistakes. But, like, this, to your point, this is the person that never made mistakes.
Yeah.
And he's not going to make one now, especially against someone that's not as smart as him. But, like, I don't know. It was a very disappointing ending to a really great show, in my opinion, because, like, the cat and mouse between Light and Owl, like, that's done in animes before, and there's many animes that have tried to do something similar, but it's one of the most well-done interactions because they both know who the other person is. They can't prove it.
Yep.
And, you know, and Light knows that, like, he has to kill this person, but the person is so good at hiding their name that, like, he can't figure it out, and he has to do this enormous elaborate plan to make it happen. And, like, right, that, like, I remember watching it for the first time and I'm like, there's no way he's gonna pull this off, right down to, like, the watch having the piece of paper in it with the needle to write it in blood. Like, it was everything, nothing was missed in his greatest mind duel that you're supposed to have me believe that this person fumbled so hard in the second half of the show. It ruined a very good show, but overall I would still say this is a top tier anime. I'll put this in the top 10 all time for me. Just in general, it's just very, very good.
Yeah. And the other problem with the second half is not only does it require Light to be stupid, but he doesn't have the same monologue going on. He doesn't have the same, like, charisma with Mellow that he did with L, so the interactions don't play. Like, they're like that driving back and forth, and then of course even if they did have it, it would just feel repetitive because now you're just playing the same beats all over again. A sequel to it or a second season of it, which is effectively what it is,
kinda,
needs to go a very different route. It can't just play the same thing. It needs to, like, let us explore the society that Light has created, see whether or not it's working, and then have a judgment call over if he was right or wrong, instead of just trying to tell us, oh, well, criminals aren't being as criminal anymore, but dumping us right into the same interaction he's already had with a different crew. It shortchanges the audience and the setting.
Yeah. 100%. Like, it felt very unsatisfying how it goes down. Like, yes, they you know, reached the prophecy that Ryuk said in the beginning, and, like, he always knew this was going to happen. But, like, even then, like, Ryuk was having too much fun to just, like, let it all go like that, even though he knew this is how it would end. But,
and did he? Because the show constantly kept reinventing its rules about what the demons did and whose book was whom. And because they introduced more of these, like, Shinigami demons and more books that they had, and sometimes they were duplicates, but sometimes they weren't. Or did he get a second notebook from the god of the Shinigamis, who didn't seem to care one way or another? Like, every time they're like, well, this is how it's going to work, then they're like, ah, but wait, no, we have a new rule that you didn't know about. And I'm just like, well, now you're just rug pulling out from under us over and over again, which, like, it's like when we're talking about, like, slasher killers or horror monsters or anything. If you give us a set of rules, you have to stick to those rules. You can't then just spontaneously say, ah, but now this rule doesn't apply, because then you violated your own grounded sense of rules, and the horror, or in this case, the terror of the serial killer, doesn't play anymore. When you can just constantly reinvent your rules, no rules apply, and anything can be anything.
Yeah, and again, back to the whole, you know, Shinigami rules are kind of like, you know, the pirate code. They're more like guidelines.
Yeah.
And the only people who win in the end are the Shinigami because, you know, it's their book. They're immortal. They literally just do this for their own amusement. They don't really have a concept of what's right and what's wrong. So they're just like, you know, they're here for apples and, you know, company.
it doesn't play right. And that's the problem. So, yeah, like the first half, although doesn't exactly play the way for me that it does for you, it's still very watchable. I enjoyed it for what it was. The second half is trash.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, I mean, like, right down to the decoy Death Note, I'm like, there is not a fucking chance that Light lets that happen. You know, there were many things in the end when they catch him that were like, all right, I don't think so, but yeah, but that was like, that just, no. That's not happening.
Mellow creates a decoy Death Note. Like, almost he almost, like, creates, like, two decoy Death Notes.
And,
like, outplays not only Light, but someone else that Light gave a notebook to, and some other things, and also manages to predict, like, certain deaths and how they actually played out, even though they shouldn't. And It's so much. It's so dumb. And, like, it's like in a spy film where you're like, okay, well, I crossed you, but then you crossed me, and I double-crossed you, but you triple-crossed me, but you didn't realize I was actually quintuple-crossing you the whole time. Like, it's that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, at a certain point, you've just violated everything, and I no longer care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're true. And even at the end of the show, like, you know, they, a year later, they fast forward, like, you know, did we make the right decision? Like, what's going on? You know, my son was a killer thing, and meanwhile, the world's still worshiping Kira because, you know, maybe there was something to it. I don't know. Like,
yep.
It leaves you off, like, wanting a little bit more, but this is a case where I'm glad we didn't, because the little bit more we got, like, was just not as good as the first half.
No.
And, you know, it's fine, but, like, overall, I still say really great show, top marks.
Yeah, and I know that the manga has, like, 3 OVA continuations, and I think they did a couple of anime adaptations of those as well, but it's just, like, as you say, at a certain point when the second half, or I guess technically the last third, but it's the second season, part 2, or however you want to put it, failed so horribly, it was pretty clear that they ran out of ideas after the first part and then just tried to carry it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, hold on, whatever.
So yeah, I can see why people like it up to a certain extent. It was fine. The ending is not my cup of tea, and I will not be going back.
As an anime fan, it's one that I will rewatch from time to time, but it is one that, like, I will watch the full series through very rarely again. I'll stop, you know, at episode 27 when Light wins, because Light deserved to win. You know?
And honestly, you can even stop at 26, because 27 is more or less just a recap episode.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's... anyway,
good show, worth a watch if you're an anime fan. You know, it's up there as one of the ones that, like, if you are an anime fan, you should have seen this.
It's a seminal work. If you care about anime at all, I can see like wanting to see it just to see what everyone talks about, because Death Note gets referenced a lot on various YouTube channels and other programs and everything. It is formative to a certain extent, especially because it played on like Adult Swim and Toonami for a while there while people were growing up. So they saw it and it became a favorite of theirs. It's like for me growing up, I had Voltron. So I like Voltron. I can't help it, you know?
Me too. Love it.
Yeah,
love it.
It's of our generation. Death Note is of a certain generation. People are going to enjoy it. So
I just, not to put on the Voltron point, I actually came across that on like Tubi or something. And I've watched like the first like 10 episodes again. I feel so nostalgic. Oh,
so good. So good.
It's really good.
But yeah, so no, I get it. I get why people like it. I get why this is a thing. I'm not going to yuck your yum over that. It didn't strike me as something that I'm ever going to watch again, but I at least enjoyed the first part for what it was. And then I'm perfectly happy never going back, except maybe just to watch that Netflix movie one more time, just to be reminded. Was it good for what it was? Is it not even good for what it was? I don't know yet. You know?
Yeah. I mean, maybe you'll get me to watch the Netflix movie one time. I refuse. It's so bad. Like, I can't.
I know. But we can heckle it. We heckle everything.
We
it's fine.
We could. And, you know, and it, like you said, this is an anime that, like, is one that, like, if you're an anime fan, you should have seen. There's maybe a couple more that, like, I'll talk to, you know, your wife about and be like, hey, can you get him to watch this? Like, and we can talk about it. Like, I got a few in the hopper that I think would be all right that are a cute little watch, but. I mean, we'll see if we can get her to buy into it. But anyway, good anime. This is a good one. I know it's not your thing, but you at least understood like why people like it. And to me, that means something.
I get it well enough, I assume. Anyway, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. Sitting there thinking, frozen yogurt and an internal monologue does sound pretty good. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
And your buddy, Mike the Ghoul here, going to go get his 5-star 3-ring notebook and start jotting down names because, you know, Papa's going to be a devil.
Not mine, I hope.
No.
Thank you all to Weyland Yutani for sponsoring this, and we will see you all next time.